All right, so is there or is there not a coin shortage in the United States? I've heard of people, and I haven't seen this myself, but even some local stores at times have had signs up saying that you can't use cash, cards only, because of a coin shortage. Joining us right now, he's been looking into this, ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Yeah, we're hearing two things. First of all, the government says yes. During the peak of the coronavirus at the very beginning of the pandemic in May and April, they did have to reduce production. There was a reduction in production, if you will. 10% down in April, 20% down in May. But by June, they were churning out those quarters and nickels and dimes and pennies at the normal rate. So there was a slight dip off, but that's not necessarily the reason why when you go into a grocery store, you go into a fast food restaurant, they're asking for exact change or for you to pay with card. Instead, it has to do with our own habits during this pandemic. We have not been bringing our piggy banks to the bank like we usually do. We have not been distributing and using the coins that we normally distribute and use at these retail locations because we're not going to them anymore. So part of it is just kind of a traffic jam of where these coins are at, and they're not at the locations they need to be because the transactions aren't taking place.
Boy, that is fascinating. I mean, we're doing so many more transactions with our credit cards and our debit cards than ever before, ordering groceries, even fast food to be delivered to our homes and using a card instead of change.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as though people are actually hoarding these coins at all, but that's a part of this is much of our purchasing power has been done online because we can make that purchase at the grocery store now online. You just throw your credit card in or PayPal or what have you, and those groceries will be ready. So those transactions that may have previously been done with dollar bills and change aren't taking place anymore, and as a result, these retailers aren't getting the change. Now, the Federal Reserve has convened a U.S. coin task force, and they're going to work together to try to figure out how to, kind of use the broomstick and unclog some of these jams inside of the system. That's one of their jobs. The thing that we're seeing on social media, though, is a lot of people think that this is part of the government's effort to get rid of paper money and coin money altogether and move us to a completely electronic system. And the federal government says that's not the case. And as soon as we get things up and running again, it's going to be back operating as normal. But this is not some conspiracy of one world governments where they eventually want all the monetary value to be linked internationally together. Because that is going on out there that they think that, you see a sign at a grocery store that they don't have coins. That's the first indicator that the federal government is starting to pull back on coins and bills.
Yeah, and of course, everybody's got a stash of coins somewhere, whether it's a jar or a coin purse or something in their house where they've got extra coins. I don't know, would this be a good time to cash those in maybe?
Well, the government would like you to because that would be helpful to them as they try to redistribute this stuff. But finding a place to do that can be a challenge. You've got seniors who maybe are less willing to go to the bank to do that. And you've got some of these locations where you drop off that have been shut down. So, if you can pay with exact change, they appreciate it. If not, hold on to those coins until one of these coin operators or one of these machines opens up and you can finally dump those in.
It's pretty interesting. We've never seen anything like this happen before where our shopping habits changed so radically that it has created this logjam, if you will, as you mentioned, of coins. It's pretty fascinating.
It is. I mean, I do want to point out that a penny is still worth 1 cent, a quarter is still worth 25 cents. It's not as though the values of any of these have changed. And to be honest with you, you've got a generation that was moving away from using coins anyways, really. I mean, with the purchasing that they've been doing. So, there is a phase that's going on, but it may be more of a natural phase than something that the government is using during this pandemic.
Yeah. Boy, interesting stuff. Ryan, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us this morning.
You got it. Take care.